The principle of VAR, I understand you want to get everything right, but while it's performing a body blow to the whole spirit of what makes football entertaining, just don't bring it in until you're ready.
VAR's biggest problem is that the people bringing it in and people at the top of the game have underestimated the extent to which tribalism rules football fandom now.
It's unsatisfying because it's imperfect and because we're still getting used to it, but over time, it will get better. The decisions will get quicker.
This has no place in live sport.
The first weekend of the Premier League season, yeah. Like watching the highlights and there's a contentious decision and you're expecting them to go to VAR because of the World Cup and they didn't, and you're like, oh, you know, slightly disappointing.
And there's some ridiculous decisions being made because VAR was not available.
VAR, VAR, VAR. VAR, VAR, VAR.
Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht.
War, war, war.
Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht.
War, war, war.
Football fans now are constantly looking for a way out, a way of explaining something, whether that's blaming technology or whether that's blaming refereeing decisions or whether that's blaming lots of the media, lots of things. I don't think it will eliminate controversy. I think we'll just have longer and longer arguments about something else.